This is the Bookable Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley on Monday the 9th of July with the Minute Cast and a request for all the construction workers of Western Japan. With the country in the grip of an electrical shortage and everyone working hard to do their bit and save energy over the next 2 months, I'd be awfully grateful if you could refrain from persistent noisy drilling in densely populated residential areas, which simply forces everyone to close their windows and switch their air conditioners back on again in order to stay sane. Thank you all very much indeed. Now, on with the show. Well, hello again, and Sanfrecce Hiroshima established themselves as the closest challengers to J1 leaders Vegalta Sendai at the midway point of the season, with a 2-0 victory at home to Jubilo Iwata. With the two sides respectively in second and third place at the start of play, the match remained a tense even contest until a sensational passing move finally forced Hiroshima in front with a quarter of an hour left on the clock. Yojiro Takahagi, Koji Nakajima and Naoki Ishihara combined with speed and precision to play the ball towards the Iwata penalty area, where Hisato Sato cleverly back-heeled into the path of the on-running Nakajima. The substitute midfielder took one touch to free enough space for a quick finish into the far corner. Koji Morisaki made sure of the points with a fine turn and shot from 25 yards at the end of added time. The result drops Jubilo all the way down to 6th, while Sanfrecce remained 2 points off the top after Sendai won 1-0 away to Vissel Kobe. Makoto Teguramori's side were made to work hard, retreating into their defensive third under Kobe pressure for sustained periods. But their back four and goalkeeper remained typically resistant, and a single Shingo Akamine strike was enough for victory. Liang Yonggi played a 1-2 with Makoto Kakuda to run in behind the host's defence from the left flank and played the ball across the 6-yard line for Akamine to slot home at the far post. Nagoya Grampus moved up to 4th after beating Kashiwa Reysol in the battle of the last two championship winners at the National Stadium in Tokyo. Kensuke Nagai lit up the game in only the 9th minute, when his burst into the penalty area took 4 opponents out of the equation, as he crossed the ball for Joshua Kennedy to deftly backheel in the opener, between 2 Kashiwa defenders on the line. Reysol were level when Leandro Dominguez arrived at the near post to flick a corner from Jorge Wagner inside the far. But the game was decided when captain Hidekazu Otani performed the same feat from an almost identical position, only after the sides had switched ends for the second half. The unfortunate own goal puts an end to the champions' 7-match unbeaten run and sees them fall to 7th. Urawa Reds are up to 3rd, 5 points behind Sendai, but were somewhat relieved to emerge with victory over Sagan Tosu after almost surrendering a 4-goal advantage. Genki Haraguchi had a point to prove after missing the cut for the London Olympic squad, and started emphatically when his 7th-minute shot hit the post, only for Tsukasa Umesaki to net the rebound. A superb through ball from inside Reds territory by Yosuke Kashiwagi sent in Tadaaki Hirakawa to finish in style from a difficult angle, before an emotional Haraguchi added 2 of his own in the following 4 minutes to send his side into a 4-0 lead. But a header from Sagan's Brazilian forward Tozin midway through the second half triggered another crazy 4-minute spell, as Naoyuki Fujita scored twice in quick succession to cut the deficit to just 4-3, before Urawa held on for a nervy last 20 minutes. Albirex Niigata are back to within 3 points of safety after a 1-0 win away to hapless Consadole Sapporo, who've now lost 8 on the bounce. But Gamba Osaka fall to second from bottom after another dreadful start proved costly in their 3-2 reverse at FC Tokyo. Shimizu S-Pulse are now without a league win in 7 and will have to wait another week for their 1,000th J-League goal following a scoreless stalemate at home to Kawasaki Frontale. Elsewhere, Kashima Antlers beat Omiya Ardija 1-0, while Yokohama F Marinos drew 1-1 with Cerezo Osaka. Well, just before we go, the full Japan men's squad for the Olympic Games is as follows. The goalkeepers Shuichi Gonda of FC Tokyo and Shunsuke Ando of Kawasaki Frontale. Defenders Yuhei Tokunaga of FC Tokyo, Hiroki Sakai of Hanover, Maya Yoshida of VVV Venlo, Kazuya Yamamura of Kashima Antlers, Gotoku Sakai of Stuttgart, and Daisuke Suzuki of Albirex Niigata. The midfielders Takahiro Ogihara and Hotaru Yamaguchi, both of Cerezo Osaka, Taisuke Muramatsu of Shimizu S-Pulse, Keigo Higashi of Omiya Ardija, Takashi Usami of Hoffenheim, and Hiroshi Kiyotake of Nuremberg. And finally, the forwards Yuki Otsu of Borussia Mönchengladbach, Kenyu Sugimoto of Tokyo Verdy, Kensuke Nagai of Nagoya Grampus, and Manabu Saito of Yokohama F Marinos. Well, that's all for today. I'll be back again either during or after the 3-day weekend as the second half of the J-League season kicks off. Bye for now.